small pubs before you play the big stadiums.
Back in April, Shooter's Pub in Exeter played host to one of Chris Christie's first town halls in New Hampshire. That was months before the New Jersey governor officially announced his bid for president.
It was one of the most spirited crowds, right? I was behind the bar. We had a lot of fun that day. And it helped to begin to baptize me in what it was like to run for president of the United States here in New Hampshire.
So on Sunday afternoon, Christie returned to that same bar and bowling alley, this time with nearly 70 town halls under his belt, and some added confidence after earning strong reviews for his debate performance on Saturday night. Christie is now trying to close the deal with New Hampshire voters. And one way to do that, continue to take aim at Senator Marco Rubio.
Doesn't matter that I like Marco Rubio and I think he's a good guy. Doesn't matter. He's not ready. And last night, when the heat went on, he proved he was not ready. Now, if I do that with him, when we agree on most things, imagine what would happen if he were on the stage against Hillary Clinton.
While some people at Shooter's said they were still making up their minds, Christie's return to the pub might have helped him pick up at least one supporter. Carol Johnson of Southampton was undecided when she stopped by, but after hearing what Christie had to say...
Honestly, I love him. I'm voting for him Tuesday.
Really? Did this sell you?
It did. He's so down to earth. I just like him a lot. I've always liked him, but I really like him now.
Christie spoke for about 10 minutes, and he didn't stick around to take any town hall style questions this time. He didn't want to delay anyone's Super Bowl plans. But he did promise to return again. If...
I'll give you this. After I'm president of the United States, because I'm going to win, we're going to come and we're going to bowl right here at Chiefs.
On Monday, Christie will keep up his push to sway more last-minute supporters, with stops planned in Hudson, Hampstead, and Manchester. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.